One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. 2 Peter 3:8. The cup. Anon pounded on the door. Abba! Abba! Let me in! His efforts continued as Anon leaned against the door and sobbed. Don't let this awful thing happen, Abba! You have the power to stop this! Abba's voice came from inside. Go back to Earth, Anon. You have a job to do. Anon searched for words. Open the door, Abba! Let me in! I'm begging you! Anon could hear Abba sobbing. If I open this door and look at your face, Anon, I will change my mind and everything we have done to save Earth will be lost. Abba paused. Go back, Anon. Go back to Earth. Record every event. Record every word. It will be you who will testify to what happens here today. Anon could hear the agony in Abba's voice. He could not help but make one last plea. Please, Abba, there must be a better way. Abba's voice was broken. If there was any other way, Anon, he sobbed. Don't you think I would do it? There was a long pause. You're going to have to trust me, Anon. Go back. Record what happens today and the days after. Anon slid to the floor sobbing. Abba! Abba! I will never understand this horrible thing, ever! His beloved Adonai was dying. Abba was turning his back on his only son. What purpose could this possibly serve? The result would be the second death, the death that would remove Adonai from existence. Anon cringed. It would be as if Adonai had never existed. Anon kicked his notebook across the marble floor and stared at his reflection in the gold walls. Why make this unspeakable sacrifice for a world that hardly cared? Blinded by tears, Anon used the door handle to stand. The decision was his. He could walk away from this awful mission or finish the task. He stared down at the floor. Slowly, he walked toward the notebook and bent down. He was the recording angel, and he would see this through. If Adonai could complete his mission, then so could he. He stepped into the outer courtyard. Everywhere he looked, angels were hiding their faces inside their wings. The music had stopped. Aside from muffled sobs, there was a profound silence in heaven that he had never experienced. His steps were slow. He dreaded witnessing this awful scene. The final words of Adonai rang through the courtyard. Father, forgive them! They do not know what they are doing! Anon began to run toward the portal. My God, why have you forsaken me? It was happening. Abba was withdrawing his presence from his beloved son. I thirst. Adonai was drinking the full measure of the cup he had been given. It is finished. Adonai had fully accomplished his mission to save a fallen world. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. His beloved Adonai was gone forever. Anon stepped through the portal and was once again at the foot of the cross. He witnessed the soldier piercing the side of his beloved Adonai. A fountain of blood and water poured out upon the people below. What could this sacrifice possibly accomplish? Anon brushed aside his tears and began to write. The only thing he knew for sure was that the final blame for this lay at the feet of Abaddon.